A ship began sinking in Honolulu Harbor last week. It wasn't carrying any people or cargo. In fact, it hadn't left port in decades. But that may be about to change. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty is tracking the story of the historic ship, the Falls of Clyde.
The Falls of Clyde are a series of waterfalls in the Scottish lowlands. The falls lent their name to a 280-foot sailing ship built in Glasgow, Scotland in 1878. After 20 years as a British merchant ship, Falls of Clyde was bought by someone whose name should be familiar to Hawaii residents, William Matson, founder of the shipping company Matson Navigation. The ship was eventually converted into an oil tanker, bringing kerosene to Hawaii and sending molasses back to California. Falls of Clyde has changed hands several more times before permanently docking in Honolulu Harbor, where it became a museum and fell into disrepair. Dorian Travers is the former curator of that museum. Here he is speaking in a documentary about Falls of Clyde.
Even though you've restored the vessel to pristine condition, it's not going to stay that way for very long. The ship did begin to go downhill with only one person working on it. It was almost impossible to upkeep because there was so much to do. It's just a mammoth job. The Bishop Museum brought an outside expert in who declared that the ship was not seaworthy, and so the Bishop Museum decided that they were going to take it out and sink it.
But that never happened. The ship was registered as a National Historic Landmark and instead languished in port. Fast forward a decade and you get this.
One of our managers was looking and viewing the Falls of Clyde and noticed that the water level had gone down a little bit.
That's Tim Sakahara with the Hawaii Department of Transportation. In 2016, the State Harbors Division impounded the Falls of Clyde, citing a hazard to public safety. Last week, the 140-year-old ship began to sink.
So he raised the red flags, and we went in for further inspection and discovered that it was taking on water. So we immediately went into action and tried to do the proactive and responsible thing, which was trying to prevent the vessel from sinking. So we did bring in crews to start pumping the water out, as well as crews to make some emergency repairs to the ship itself. And so we have done that, and work continues. Certainly, it is a very old ship that has, had some deterioration. So we're going to continue monitoring it and try to make any additional repairs in order to try to prevent the worst-case scenario, which would be it for it to sink in place inside the harbor.
The state had previously set a deadline of February 6th to remove the ship from Honolulu Harbor. That's this Wednesday for those of you keeping score at home.
The fact that this is happening does validate our concerns that we had with the ship and reinforces the idea of why we wanted it removed from Honolulu Harbor. It's important to keep in mind that shipping is critical to the state. 80% of everything that we consume, food, medicines, supplies, toilet paper, spam, you name it, is all imported. And of that, 98% comes in through the harbor system. So it's absolutely vital that we protect the infrastructure for the people and the communities here in Hawaii. So obviously we want to make sure that a ship like this does not sink or pose any sort of other problems that could impact commerce and shipping for the community. So that's why we're going ahead and doing this and trying to prevent that from happening and continuing to have the discussions as far as what to do next. It was the responsibility of the owners to remove the vessel. They were given until early February to do that, and they had said that they had a plan to remove the vessel.
The owners are a local group called the Friends of Falls of Clyde. They bought the ship for $1 in 2008 with a plan to save it. But that plan never really found its sea legs.
Definitely adds urgency.
That's Bruce McEwen, president of the locally based Friends of Falls of Clyde, the ship's owners.
We do want to see the ship, repatriated to Scotland as soon as possible. That plan, which was supposed to go into effect over this coming weekend, was canceled in early January by the folks in Scotland. We're told that they're continuing to move forward and try to get it back on track.
Despite the setback, state regulators have not relented on their February 6th deadline.
Well, it's stable, but it's going to have to be continually monitored because the condition of the ship right now, if we patch one hole, there could be something else that goes wrong, you know. And right now, it's actually water that was leaking through the seams of the ship. So it's going to take continual monitoring and possible action and continued pumping in order to prevent it from getting worse.
The reason harbor authorities are so eager to see the Falls of Clyde go is that hurricane season is fast approaching.
If it were to break away during a severe weather event, it would be catastrophic, you know, for the state, for the people, for the shipping industry, and for commerce. So obviously we want to prevent that from happening. But even if it sank in place, that would be considerably more money and more difficult to get it removed again. So we want to prevent that from happening as well, sinking in place. I mean, we want it to stay above water and work to get it to get this resolved as soon as possible.
Bruce McEwen says the Friends of Falls of Clyde want to get the ship out of the harbor.
We had gone so far as to get an underwater survey, underwater hull survey done, and one of our supporters had arranged with a shipping agent to make all the arrangements for the yacht carrier company to come in. And the first we knew was an email from the yacht carrying company saying that they were not going to be making the port a call that had been set up because the Scottish plan had been called off.
Do you know why it was called off?
We don't know specifically. We've had no direct contact.
That changed on Friday when the local group and the Scottish group had a teleconference meeting with the State Harbors Division. I caught McEwen on the phone as he was leaving that meeting.
The harbors people said unequivocally that, you know, they definitely want the ship out no later than the start of hurricane season, which is June 1. However, at the same time, they said that unless before February 6th they can get a confirmation from the Scottish folks that they do have a firm contract with a firm date, that they will probably need to go forward with the auction.
The auction is what will happen if there is not a contract to remove the Falls of Clyde signed and paid for by February 6th.
We are discussing the next option, which would be placing the ship up for auction. But that doesn't just mean anybody can make a bid on the ship. In order to make a bid, you have to be deemed a responsible bidder, which would mean you'd have to prove that you have the available funding and resources to remove the ship immediately, should you win the bid.
So if you've got a spare pile of cash, you could be the future owner of a 19th century sailing ship, sold as is. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And we'll keep you updated with the latest on the Falls of Clyde saga as that Wednesday, February 6th deadline approaches. And if you have a memory about the Falls of Clyde or an idea to share about its future, call our talkback line and tell us about it. That number, 792-8217.